Hey, everyone, and a really big welcome back to the PWC podcast.
Great to be here.
Yeah. Get ready, because today we are we're doing a deep dive into a truly foundational chapter, Proverbs chapter 1.
Absolutely. It's foundational for a reason.
Our mission really is to unpack its core message, you know, what it's really saying, and figure out how it connects to, well, to our lives right now.
Exactly. Proverbs 1, it sort of sets the stage for the whole book. It's not just like ancient advice. Think of it more as a practical guide. Understanding this first chapter is pretty key to unlocking everything else.
Okay, so let's jump right in then. Proverbs 1 kicks off by saying something pretty profound, that wisdom is essential for a righteous life. And then comes that line, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
What's that connection all about? Reverence and real understanding.
Well, it's significant because that word fear, it's maybe not what we first think. It's not about, you know, being terrified.
Right, not like cowering.
No, not at all. It's more about this deep respect, this awe for God, and acknowledging his ultimate wisdom. That's actually the very first step to gaining any real knowledge ourselves. It's like, it's a posture, a humility that opens you up.
That makes sense. It puts things in perspective from the get-go. But it also... it doesn't shy away from warnings, does it? Pretty early on.
Oh, definitely not. Straight away, we get cautioned about, you know, the influence of sinners, enticers, people who might lead us down the wrong path.
It feels like a really clear signpost, almost saying, hey, watch who you're listening to. How vital is that kind of discernment, especially, you know, today?
Oh, incredibly vital. Just think about the sheer volume of information, the opinions, the voices constantly coming at us.
It's overwhelming sometimes.
It really is. And Proverbs 1 just highlights this timeless need, doesn't it? The need to choose our influences carefully, to not just get swept along by every persuasive argument or, you know, trend that pops up.
And then there's this fascinating part where wisdom is personified. It's like, like wisdom is a woman calling out in the streets.
Yeah.
It makes wisdom feel so active, you know? Not some dusty old secret locked away, but something out there, available, if we just tune in.
That personification is really powerful. It underlines how accessible wisdom actually is. It's reaching out. But the chapter is also really clear, isn't it?
About the consequences.
Exactly. About the consequences of ignoring that call. Turning your back on wisdom, it has real repercussions, according to Proverbs.
Which, brings us right back to the modern day.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the things fighting for our attention now.
Mm-hmm.
Social media feeds, endless news cycles, different ideologies clashing, peer pressure. It's a lot. It's noisy.
It is definitely noisy.
In all that noise, Proverbs 1 feels like this crucial reminder, like a steady voice saying, seek out real discernment. Seek godly wisdom.
Why is that search so critical right now, do you think?
Well, because I think without that really intentional search for wisdom, for God's perspective, you just risk getting carried away, don't you?
Yeah, easily. By things that don't last, or worse, things that are actually harmful. Proverbs 1 really pushes us to actively seek knowledge that's, you know, rooted in truth and godly principles. The kind of understanding that actually leads to a, well, a genuinely meaningful and righteous life.
That's a really good point.
Hmm.
And, you know, speaking of seeking things out, this feels like a good moment to mention PWC, Pittsford Wesleyan Church. If you're looking for a community that's actually wrestling with these ideas, trying to apply this wisdom together, we'd genuinely love for you to check us out and maybe visit. You can find more info on our website.
Absolutely. Community is so important for that. So, okay, let's make it practical. How can someone listening right now actually take the wisdom from Proverbs 1 and, you know, live it out day to day?
Yeah, let's break it down. The first practical step seems to be about prioritizing God's word, like making time for scripture daily. How does that simple act shape things?
Well, engaging directly with scripture, it consistently exposes you to God's perspective, to his wisdom. It starts to become the standard, the lens through which you can then, you know, evaluate all the other stuff coming at you. It helps you make sounder decisions.
Okay, so foundation first. Then number two, seeking wise counsel. Talking to mentors, godly friends. Why is that external input so valuable?
Because we all have blind spots, right?
Definitely.
Wise mentors, friends who are grounded in faith, they can offer perspectives we miss. They provide accountability, too, which is crucial. They can help steer you back if you start to drift.
Good point. Okay, third, rejecting harmful influences.
Yeah.
This means being really mindful of, say, the media we consume, the conversations we get drawn into, even our habits.
Yeah.
How do we get better at, like, guarding our minds?
It really takes conscious effort,
yeah,
intentionality. You have, yeah, to actually stop and evaluate. Is this thing I'm watching, reading, listening to, is it aligning with godly wisdom, or is it subtly pulling me away? It's an active filtering process.
Right, not passive consumption. Okay, fourth, listening to wisdom's call. That sounds like pausing, especially before a decision, and asking, does this line up with God's truth? How powerful is that simple pause?
It can be transformative, honestly. It creates that vital space for reflection. It stops you from just reacting on impulse and allows you to step back and consider the bigger picture, the long-term view from that wisdom perspective.
Makes sense. Take a breath, basically.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. And finally, number five, living with integrity. This is about applying those biblical principles actively in, well, everything. Your interactions, your work, your relationships.
So it's about putting wisdom into practice, not just knowing it.
Exactly. That's the core of it. Wisdom isn't just head knowledge. It's lived experience. It's about your actions consistently reflecting your understanding of God's truth and his ways.
So as we kind of wrap up our thoughts on Proverbs 1, that central question really hangs in the air, doesn't it? Wisdom is calling. Are we actually listening?
Mm-hmm.
This chapter feels like this timeless, enduring invitation to grab hold of God's guidance, to build a life that's actually grounded in something solid, yeah, in real purpose.
It really does. It challenges you, me, all of us, to move beyond just nodding along intellectually,
right,
and to actively pursue wisdom, seek it out, and then crucially apply it in every part of life.
Well, thank you so much for diving deep into Proverbs 1 with us today. We really hope this conversation has sparked some thought and maybe given you some valuable insights to chew on.
Hope so, too.
And if you do want to explore these kinds of themes further within a supportive community, we'd be thrilled to have you join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. at PWC Pittsford Wesleyan Church.
Yeah, come join us.
And thank you again for tuning into the PWC podcast. Until next time, let's all try to stay rooted in wisdom.